Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the snowy suburbs of Chicago. We had our first real snowfall this morning in my particular suburb. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Eric Karlstrom. That is K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. He is an emeritus professor of geography, recently retired from California State University, and is now living in Colorado. He is the author of many scholarly articles in national and international scientific journals. His academic research has been in the fields of soils, landforms, landscape evolution, and natural climate change. He currently maintains 5 websites, naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, which stands for New World Order, erickarlstrom.com, where you can hear him play his guitar, and mywebsiteplus.com. All righty, that's a lot of websites. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Deanna. It's nice to be talking to you again. Yeah, the latest website is my attempt to put all of the materials on all of my other websites on that website and go over to a format that I can actually edit myself. And it hasn't happened yet, but I hope in the next couple of weeks. So, but anyway, yeah, that's a lot of websites. And after 911, I started, I realized, of course, I think as anybody would who thinks critically, that the scenario presented to us was bogus, and in fact we were victims of a mind control operation in 911, and we still are today. And so I plumbed the depths of that topic, I think, and mostly solved it, although the technical aspects of it are difficult to solve because the military technology, I think, is about 60 years ahead of us. And so we speculate a lot. And then I got into the natural climate change versus man-caused global warming issue, and then that gets into the geoengineering and chemtrails, which is geoengineering in particular is also related to mind control and directed energy, as was the 911 operation. And now, most recently, I've been working for the last year on the topic of mind control itself, which I think is really a difficult subject to enter because it is so odious, so evil, and yet the documentation is out there. I've got many, many books that I've read and researched on this. So, in any academic research study, the first thing you do is literature research. And you assemble what's already been known and what's already been determined. And I just, in my most recent articles on this topic, which are going to be posted on my new website, I simply summarize what's in these other books. So I'm not jumping out into any new territory. I'm trying to catch up. And indeed, it turns out that we've been in a country where mind control has been in operation all our lives.
Exactly. All right, take a breath. I'm going to take a drink of kombucha here, and we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Just putting up websites, and you know, I kind of really enjoyed your guitar music. It's very nice.
Thank you.
That was a hidden talent that you hadn't revealed before.
Well, yeah. In fact, I'm doing a lot on banjo these days. I've been playing guitar and banjo since I was, you know, in high school and junior high even, and it's always been a hobby. So now that I'm retired, that's the other main project I have. I've got about 16 CDs now that I've made. Just finished two, just came out, that are my favorites, of course. And then another two with a lot of banjo are coming out next year. So this is how I try to stay sane, and I think it works pretty well.
Good.
You can't be in a bad mood and play banjo.
We all need something that will help us to have grounding and some sort of a foundation, because we talk about so many disturbing negative things and topics, and just talking about the evil that is going on all around us could make us, rather depressed. And so I think it's good to have something that you can do that makes you happy and keeps us, in a different perspective and just to make us feel better. I mean, without resorting to drugs or alcohol or something like that.
Yeah, well, music, of course, is an extremely interesting topic, because it really can elevate the spirit and really pull it down. And it has been used, speaking of mind control, as a way to pull down the spirit. And this is my way. I have a few gospel songs on my latest CD. This is my way of trying to kind of use music in a positive sense. I think music is very magical. I think music starts where words leave off. And but I think that there is a, you know, yes, you have a responsibility as a musician, because you can easily depress your audience or lift them up, you know. So that's what I try to do.
Right. And music does have the ability to speak to our hearts and our natural rhythms. That, as you say, some music has been used in a negative way, and some music that makes us feel very patriotic is just one of those ways that are really kind of deceptive, because they get us to feeling all warm and fuzzy about things that, like warfare and such, that we ought to be asking questions about.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll just launch into this topic from this angle, Deanna. I've just read a very interesting, exceptional series of articles by a guy named David McGowan, who lives down in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. We've had him on the program several times.
Have you had him on?
Yeah. He's a very interesting person.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, he's got a series about Laurel Canyon, which was the kind of the home of the American rock scene in the 60s, the folk rock scene with the Byrds and Buffalo Springfield and the Doors and all kinds of bands like that. Well, he's a very entertaining writer, but eventually if you wade through it, you realize, oh, this whole thing was an intelligence operation from the British Tavistock Institute, actually, by way of CIA and American intelligence. All of the principal rock musician stars were sons and daughters of military intelligence people. And the implication is that many of these, if not all, certainly some, were themselves victims of mind control. And the government, even then, back in the 1947, the Navy started Project Chatter. And then 1950, the CIA started Project Bluebird, I believe. And then Artichoke, and then MK Ultra came in 1953. And then there have been so many different programs, all extremely secret, even more secret than the Manhattan Project. But the information is out there now. And isn't it wild that the heroes of the 60s so-called counterculture movement were themselves intelligence operatives, and that the hippie movement was actually created to discredit the anti-Vietnam War movement? And I was there. This was my generation, you know. And
yeah, you were playing your guitar and smoking weed. Is that what you're saying?
I was absolutely. Yeah, I didn't actually like smoking weed that much. I certainly tried it my freshman year. A lot of my friends did it. But I started with the folk music scene with Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul and Mary, and then about 65 or 4 in came the Byrds and the folk rock, and then the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the hard rock. And I watched it all go from, you know, hootenannies to these incredible acid rock concerts where everybody's stoned out of their mind. Turns out the CIA was passing out massive doses of LSD at these concerts, free. And it was a mass mind control experiment. I mean, if you look at Woodstock or you look at Altamont rock festivals, the conditions were quite squalid. And these kids were not sleeping. And they were on drugs, and there were even murders at the Altamont by the Hell's Angels, even one ritual murder. So we get into some very dark, satanic stuff when we talk about mind control. And that's why I'm singing gospel songs, because we need some spiritual fortification to even go there, because it doesn't take long to realize that the CIA itself is and has been a cult of creating splitting personalities through trauma-based torture, including every possible means, including sexual molestation of children, and then creating mind-controlled slaves. And they have been doing this since 1950 in the Bluebird Project. In fact, there's an excellent book by a psychiatrist by the name of Colin Ross, who has a book called Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrists. And he goes through the 147 different subprojects, or 149, I guess, of MKUltra, which was the main CIA-sponsored mind control project between 1953 and 1963, and some 185 institutions in this country were used, including something like 85 universities and top hospitals and jails, prisons, and you name it. The
right.
top
well,
psychiatrists.
You know, the whole, I'm sorry, but the whole women's movement was CIA-backed and directed by Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan, which was along the same lines and certainly started at about the same time in the early 60s, because those two women helped to establish the National Organization for Women in 1966. So they're very yep. well coordinated.
Yeah, we need to understand that, and I've got several books by Dr. John Coleman, who's MI6 or MI5 ex-operative and a PhD in political science. The best one, the two of them are the best, is the Committee of 300, A Conspirator's Hierarchy, and the other one is the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. And he talks about the Tavistock Institute as being the world's brainwashing center. And he says that it was formed in World War I with the best psychiatrists in the world, including Sigmund Freud. And the charge, it came out of the British Army Psychological Warfare Division, headed by John Rawlings Reese. And he says in here that the goal of the Tavistock after World War II was the destruction of the United States. So the whole name of the book is The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Shaping the Moral, Spiritual, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States of America.
Of course, that started long before, following World War II. That was it started with the so-called Civil War.
Oh, you're right, of course. Yeah, this is a long, long-term plan. And we can talk about the Frankfurt School in Germany with Kurt Lewin, who infiltrated into this country. Many, many different spin-off organizations from Tavistock and from the Frankfurt School, but all with the object of destroying this country. Mm-hmm. And, unbeknownst to we, the people who live in this country, and, of course, they then become important figures in politics and in academics and in entertainment. And according to many, many of the articles you can get now on the web, some very, very prominent figures, not only in entertainment and athletics, but also politics, are themselves victims of this horrific kind of mind control, where they themselves are really reduced to robots or zombies. They've lost their free will. Marilyn Monroe supposedly was the first presidential model. She had absolutely no life of her own because she was, fractured into different multiple personalities that could be triggered and used. The beta sex kitten portion could be used to, to please the presidents. And now various other women have come forward and recovered their memories and written books about this. One, of course, is Bryce Taylor.
Yeah,
a very high
level
one.
That article about her on Henry Macau today?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Kind of gruesome.
Yeah, and Carol Ruiz, same thing. Oh, this stuff is very horrific, and you almost can't believe that these women went through this. And of course, it does involve multi-generational Satanist families and pedophiles who take advantage of their own children and then wind up selling them to the CIA, who would go ahead and improve, I guess, on the training. And then they would all have their handlers, and they would be used as things like, again, sex slaves or information couriers, or some males, Manchurian candidates, assassins, like the Bourne Identity movie, which I just watched again last night for fun.
Right. All right.
I hear some music.
We are going to a real quick break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Eric Carlstrom.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Carlstrom. His websites are, actually they will all be linked on in the archives and on my page today for this date, but naturalclimatechange.us and waterwatchalliance.us, 9/11 New World Order or NWO.com. Let's get back to this. You were talking about handlers and you were talking about Marilyn Monroe. And I believe that her handler was her psychiatrist, a Dr. Greenson, and she also, and he was supposedly affiliated with Peter Lawford, and she was on all kinds of barbiturates. And when I think about her situation, it also, of course, because of the situation that occurred on the 14th of December, it brings us to the shooting in Connecticut, the possibility, of course, that Adam Lanza was some sort of a Manchurian candidate, or he was simply a patsy, while others went in and actually did the shooting with rifles because he actually didn't have a rifle, and apparently all the bullets, all the deaths, if there were indeed deaths, were caused by the rifles.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why I was hoping we could do this interview now, right after that shooting, because, of course, always the problem, reaction, solution, and the reaction, of course, well, you know, the guys on the left say we need to have gun control, take all the guns away, and, you know, remove the Second Amendment rights. And the guys on the right, like the National Rifle Association, say we need armed guards in the schools. Now, the NRA guy, LaPierre, I believe, I saw him on TV. He made an interesting comment. He says, you know, there are lots of people out there who are crazy and hear voices in their heads. Well, he's absolutely right. Those voices are directed by our taxpayer money, government-sponsored mind control programs. And I personally agree that chances are very high that, that as you say, the Sandy Hook shooting massacre, one of a whole string of them, you notice, I'd say probably all or most of them have to do either with the occult or with CIA mind control, and there's no line separating them. Because
don't you think, too, Dr. Carlstrom, that the pharmaceutical drugs play a real large part in all this? Because when we see some of these people that have been involved in shootings and whatnot, there seems to be that medication factor in there. And maybe the reason that people are hearing voices isn't necessarily due to strict mind control, but the combination of mind control with pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, let me just way back up. 1953, Alan Dulles authorized the MK Ultra project. Just before authorizing it, he made this comment to some of his colleagues at Princeton. Speaking before the national meeting of Princeton alumni, Alan Dulles distinguished two fronts of the then current battle for men's minds: a first front of mass indoctrination through censorship and propaganda, the media, etc., and a second front of individual brainwashing and brain changing. In the MKUltra documents, there were two main subheadings: A, chemical and biological warfare, and LSD and, you know, 20,000 other drugs were tested very scientifically by top scientists at top universities for their toxic effects and their effects on the brain. And so a lot of the biological and chemical warfare that we've seen, like, you know, the Fort Detrick, Maryland, anthrax, et cetera, a lot of this came out of that time period. Well, the second section was electronic mind control, psychotronic. And by 1960, the shift the scientists had realized they'd explored so much of the chemical and biological, they realized the payoff was in psychotronics or electronic mind control. And Jose Delgado, the Harvard brain scientist, you know, said this is the future. We can control people through electronics. Of course, you cannot see the electronic radiation being beamed around, but of course, radiation comes in different wavelengths and frequencies. And we've had now, eight decades of research on this at our different universities by top scientists, and the
and
effects
of course, look
on
at, look at the addiction to television, and certainly that
absolutely
that's a yeah, that's, brainwashing yeah. op right there.
Yeah, exactly. Just by sitting down in front of the television, it puts you in kind of a stupor state, and that's intended.
Sure.
So. Yeah, I think it's quite possible. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, scientists figured out that they could project voices into your head and bypass the ear mechanism entirely so that you just think you hear a voice. Well, this has very interesting implications with the New Age movement and all these people who think they've been channeling all these deities and you know, whatever's up there. Well,
and there's also subliminal messages that they can instantaneously put on the screen, whether you're watching TV or going to a movie, that makes suggestions, like, you know, go buy popcorn or go kill somebody or whatever.
Yeah. This is a vast subject, and I do not claim to be, you know, after a year. It took me a year to write this article because the subject is so evil, and yeah. I do not claim to be an expert. But I would say this is where we have to put our energy. Because
sure.
This is how they intend to bring in the New World Order.
All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and the websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, ericcarlstrom.com, and my website plus.com. Okay, got them all. Five.
Good job. You're getting pretty quick and expeditious about that.
That's because I'm taking some supplements that are...
mind supplements.
All righty. Now, you indicated, of course, that you talked about TV and we've talked about movies and subliminal messaging and whatnot. So you'd have to say that the media and Hollywood have a great huge they participate in this mind control situation. And we know that that the media is very much under the control of just a few people. So would you say that the media and the people that control it have a great deal are kind of in charge of this mind control operation?
Well, of course, this is a very important question about, you know, who's behind it all, and I think both of us have done enough research so that we have identified small groups that are. And we can call them the Illuminati, I guess, or we can call them Zionists, or we can call them different things. But there's many different strategies for bringing in the New World Order, the One World Government, this utopian, dystopian empire that they have envisioned for us and have been working so diligently on for so many, many centuries. I personally got a lot out of reading a book by Douglas Reed called The Controversy of Zion, which traces a 3,000-year history here. But, but the Illuminati, we can call it Illuminati, although you have many, it's a many-headed monster, that was set up in 1776 in Bavaria with a plan to take down the world or to bring it into one world government. And, this is very almost identical to the Communist Manifesto, which is almost identical with the Protocols of Zion. And we start to see repetition of themes and goals and methodologies. And, of course, controlling the press has always been one of the principal methodologies. So, yeah, if you can hang in with this subject, and I think it is a matter of self-defense. You know, I think we are trying to defend our free will, our nation, our families, our country, our world, from what I would perceive as a very, very dark, kind of Brave New World-ish vision. In fact, we've had, I grew up reading 1984 and in the eighth grade and the Brave New World about that time. And these two guys were obviously insiders, especially Aldous Huxley. George Orwell, also, whose real name is Eric Blair, was also an insider. I think he worked for British intelligence. So these guys knew what the plan was, and they were telling us. That's called predictive programming. And,
sure, and they've always told us. They've always given us clues. But the problem is that a lot of people, and you mentioned a term in the beginning of the program, critical thinking, that we don't have enough people doing any kind of critical thinking. And so they can write books all they want, but if people don't read them, if they're too glued to their television set and becoming
right.
Brainwashed and indoctrinated and don't read the books, including the Talmud, we have to know what people are thinking, what they're doing, what they're planning for us. And if we can read what they're writing, then maybe we can get a clue and stop it.
Absolutely. I've also got an article about that, identifying the controllers, and I do a lot of quoting from the Talmud and the Zohar, which are the even more sacred scriptures, according to modern Jews, than the Torah, although they certainly build on the Torah. There's an extremely racist, chauvinistic worldview that there's two kinds of entities in the world. There's the chosen people, and then there's the goyim, or the beasts, or the heathen, or the stranger, or they've got all kinds of names. But basically they say that, it's okay to rob, steal, kill, cheat goyim because they're not really people. And that is the worldview expressed in their most sacred scriptures. It's actually more like a handbook for a mafia or something, you know.
And of course, it's multi-text. I mean, I think there's like 22 or more volumes to it. But
There's a lot in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if I could, I'll just read a couple of these early statements that I think are very prescient from, again, George Orwell, Aldous Huxley. George Orwell in 1984, of course, he wrote that. He said, "If both the past and the external world exist only in the mind, and if the mind itself is controllable, what then?" Well, he leaves that rhetorical, but obviously that gives enormous power to the few who can control the mind. And then he says, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. And this, I think, is, I've seen this with the man-caused global warming hoax. These guys who actually have control of government climate data centers are able to revise the climate data from the early 20th century, make it look a little cooler, and then of course they can skew the later 20th century data upwards. So if you control the present, you control the past and the future. So these techniques that were so well expressed, gosh, that was in 1948, he wrote that, we see them all over. And Aldous Huxley, who also, by the way, is a Tavistock agent and Committee of 300, said in 1961, there will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies, so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it, because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution.
Right.
He said that in the United States in 1961. So, and that was just before, of course, the manufactured counterculture of the 60s. By the way, I can throw out some recommended reading here on that. There's a book called Acid Dreams, The Complete Social History of LSD, the CIA, the 60s, and Beyond, by Martin Lee and Bruce Schlein. I think that was 84 or 85. And then going, and I can say also that now, 2020 hindsight, we can see that the CIA had tested LSD for, about 12 years at least in this country, rigorously, and realized that it was psychosis producing. They tested it as a warfare, drug, for an enemy before they, and in combination with the mafia, dumped it en masse and produced it and then dumped it en masse, often producing it, lacing it with much more toxic drugs like STP and BZ on the youth of America in the counterculture movement. So if you ever needed a case example of the CIA as public enemy number one, as trying to destroy this country, read this book. And there's many others that tell the same story, but this one puts it all together.
Okay. Tell us the name of that book again.
Acid Dreams.
Okay.
The Complete Social History of LSD, the CIA, the 60s, and Beyond.
All righty.
So, you know, it's so interesting to realize that our popular culture has been manipulated, and our culture has been manipulated to this extent. In fact, a number of books, one of the earlier ones that came out was Operation Mind Control, the CIA Plot Against America by Walter Bowart. He's a journalist, very, very credible writer, and I think that came out in 76. So, most of these things, you know, are after the fact, 2020 hindsight. The book that really blew the lid off of this is by a State Department worker by the name of John Marks, and it's called The Manchurian Candidate. And that was written, I think, in about that time. The Search for the Manchurian Candidate, the CIA and Mind Control, the Secret History of the Behavioral Sciences. So the CIA did not only, underwrite all these programs, they also shaped the direction and the identity of what social sciences were. So social sciences were co-opted by the Illuminati agencies right from the beginning with Pavlov, Pavlov's dog and all that stuff, the Russian scientist. And so what we see then is a malevolent control intent in the behavioral sciences right from the very beginning.
Right. And this was all legitimized by the government through the Psychological Strategy Board, which came about in the early 50s. And
okay.
1951, on July 26, Truman publicly admitted that the Psychological Strategy Board was part of the CIA.
Yeah. Yeah, these are amazing revelations, you know. I mean, the world is not as we perceived it. In fact, here's a great quote from William Casey, who at his first staff meeting, the CIA director at his first staff meeting in 1981 said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false."
Exactly. And he should know, right? He was right on the top.
Yeah, and he was a Wall Street lawyer and banker, too, before that. But so, yeah, you have this merger of financial interests and political and intelligence interests, which is all very proscribed by the Illuminati-type formulas, you know. I mean, it's the elite against everybody
else,
and they use our tax money to keep us in the dark.
And by 1977, at least 400 U.S. journalists and reporters and foreign correspondents were actually employees of the CIA. And so when I watch TV, which I don't do very often, but when I see newscasts or broadcasts, you know, programs, Bill O'Reilly, or any of those people, I figure they just all work for the CIA. I think that there are people who work for the CIA who are in the alternative media.
No question about it. I'm convinced that they own people on all sides. You got your left gatekeepers and your right gatekeepers. I'm positive Amy Goodman is a left gatekeeper.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of what she does and says about 9-1-1 and global warming. Amongst
and
other
because
things.
Of who she is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Well, here's a quote pertaining to the media. William Colby, CIA director, the Central Intelligence owns everyone of any significance in the major media. There you go.
Right.
So they are honest sometimes, you know. They do tell you, and of course, what you're talking about is Operation Mockingbird, which was a billion-dollar project to hire and control journalists and professors, which they would pay a professor $100,000 or so to write a book with a certain spin, which, of course, CIA wanted. And then that book, of course, would make its way into libraries around the world.
And to the New York Times bestseller list.
Right, right. And when the Church Committee met in 1976 to try to expose the then 10,000 illegal operations of the CIA, he was not successful in getting the CIA to identify which books and which professors and which journalists were on their payroll. He tried, but he couldn't do it.
Right. And then some of the people that he worked with just all of a sudden died.
Yeah, well, that's out there, too. I mean, there's there is a price to be paid for heroism in some cases, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I think the other thing, too, that has contributed to this situation of mind control and brainwashing is the rise of the so-called religious right, which is a group of people that were just non-political, or, you know, the religious people in this country were not political until abortion became an issue, and then all of a sudden you had this religious right, and they were also the Christian Zionist. And they've had a lot of influence over the government. So it's amazing what kinds of groups, and we're talking about every kind of group, whether you're talking a religious group or whatever you're talking about, there's infiltration. And as far as the Illuminati was a group, and they infiltrated Freemasonry, and the Rothschilds started or formalized the Illuminati. And then they started infiltrating all of these groups early on because they were already established. And then not only that, but they also created the military schools as early as 1802 with West Point so that they could militarize the country. So now we have all these people who are begging to go to war and kill people that they've never met and who've never done anything to us. But they're quite willing to go over and kill them.
Let me just give you a quote about this. This is Marcus Tullius Cicero, 42 B.C. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. Well, infiltration is indeed one of the main techniques used. And it can be your town, can be your city council, it can be all of these organizations that you're talking about. It takes a while to spot it, that's for sure. But I think I've gotten to the point now, after years of reading, where I can spot it. I think you do, too.
I think it's easier to spot the ones that aren't. Let's see, you could count them on probably one hand.
Well, let me just give you a story. In Crestone, Colorado, where I live, the principal of our charter school just quit and wrote a letter to the editor admonishing locals in Crestone to think of people that might want the job. And she says, if you can think of anybody, you know, who is a teacher or an educator or even a change agent in your circle, please let them know about this job. Change agent, of course, is the modern word for spy. So we got them here in Crestone, you know.
Right.
There is no escape, except to, you know, then you have to ask yourself, you know, what is the ratio of regular people to the infiltrators? I'd be interested to hear your guess on that.
Wow. Okay. We'll have to come back to that after our break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. And he does have 5 websites. Are there people who cannot be hypnotized or brainwashed? In your study of these books and such, have you found that people who cannot, who are not vulnerable to this?
Yes. I think everybody's vulnerable to electronic mind control. But I think only about 20% of the population is suggestible in the sense they can be hypnotizable. And of course, psychiatrists and psychologists have figured out how to identify these people. Again, we have to kind of look at the double focus of Tavistock and the CIA and the controllers. The one mass mind control, the other control of individuals. And they would take the results of, say, how to shatter an individual's mind and then apply that to the masses. And that goes right back to the beginning of the founding in Tavistock in 1917. Their first charge was to study the shell-shocked soldiers, that's hard to say, during World War One in Britain, and not to cure them, but to figure out how to cause shell shock in the public mind.
And, found a connection to the veterans, to the people that are now functioning? I won't say serving. I refuse to say serving. Who are now in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places in the Middle East? Can you find a connection to the soul-shattering experiences they have there and what it does to them? In as much as when they come back, they sometimes don't function, or they function at a very low level because of their experiences and because of the pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, I don't. I'm no expert on that. You probably know more about it than I do, but it sounds very, very likely. I think basic training is certainly mind control, a form of mind control, and then what they do to the particular recruits in Afghanistan and Iraq that would enhance that. I'm sure, you know, the video game type kill things, you know, but I don't know. I don't, and the drugs, I don't know. Very good question, though. It'd be interesting to explore that.
And just the educational choice and thing. Well, they're not educational. They get people in a certain mindset where you give kids toys that have been developed by the so-called the Pentagon and the entertainment field, which you've mentioned, where they teach little children how to shoot properly and aim correctly, so that when people get over to Afghanistan or Iraq, or even people who don't go there but are in charge of these drones, can shoot people just without even thinking about it, with no consciousness of the fact that they're shooting and killing actual people.
Yeah, I have no doubt that you're right. Yeah, that sounds very true.
Yeah.
Scary. Well, you know, Deanna, I wanted to go back to Tavistock for a second. Again, you're talking about the best psychologists in the world and psychiatrists focused in on, you know, how to take down a civilian population. And a guy named Dr. Fred Emery was a senior behavioral scientist, and he outlined three phases of, quote, social environmental turbulence that are contrived and implemented against a target population by their social engineers. We'll come back and talk about what those three are. But I wanted to talk about that.
We do have to have a 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.